That's Dan Campbell following the Lions' dominant victory over Jacksonville Jaguars, 9-1, best start since 1954. The Detroit Lions set all kinds of offensive records, and the defense dominates a depleted Jacksonville offense. And even if they are depleted, this kind of stuff just doesn't happen that much in the National Football League, and the Lions put another 50-burger up offensively. And there's all kinds of, like Jared Goff is the first quarterback with a perfect rating in 400 yards in multiple games ever. 24 of 29, 412 yards, four touchdowns, no picks. He gets the 158.3 or whatever that QB rating, which is funny. The QBR thing, the QB rating thing, it cracks me up because a perfect score is 158.3, and a perfect score can be accomplished without completing every pass.
Correct.
But... I mean, it is what it is.
Strange.
Yeah. It's another way of saying, damn, he was good.
Well, he was very good. Yeah. I guess that's the way you look at it, is really impressive. And I mean, there's the only downer of yesterday's game is the Anzalone injury.
Yep.
You know, breaks his arm with, I guess it was contact with the carrier before he hits the ground. It looks like he kind of breaks his forearm and he's out 6 to 8 weeks. And that's a bummer. But if there's a position group you feel like can absorb the injury, I think it might be the linebackers, and yet you don't want to lose your leader on defense, which is exactly what he is after they lost their leader on defense with Aiden Hutchinson out. So this might hurt.
First Derek Barnes, now this.
Yeah.
Yep, it feels like they're deep, but we will get to all that coming up. Let's get to your phone calls. Tom here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tom.
Hey guys, how's it going today?
What's up?
Hey, I'm calling for Champ and Chump.
Let's hear it.
My champ is Ben Johnson for calling out the team and then calling a great game to make sure that they dominated.
When did he call out the team?
A little bit of last week.
What'd he say? I didn't see it.
He called out the team after last week's game. He called out the offense and said, we have to do better.
Okay. All right, and who's your chump?
My chump is Rex Ryan for picking against the Lions and taking the points.
Oh, good for Rex.
It's funny because
it's not the first time he's had a foot in his mouth.
And Rex, I was like, dude, do you not know who you're picking against right now?
What's funny about that is early last week he called him the best team in the NFL. Now, maybe he expected a letdown or something. Thought the game would be close. But
he said, I love the Lions, but... And then he picked against them. And I just laughed. But I got a special shout-out for Za'Darius Smith. Welcome to the Lions. He got a sack his first game. I love it.
Well, half a sack. But, yeah, it was... He was happy about it. He when they announced him to the crowd, he announced the defense first, and, and Stoney and I were both talking. Like, I wonder if they're going to announce him as a starter or not. And we both agreed, well, they should, just to see what kind of pop he gets. It was deafening. The crowd was insane for Za'Darius Smith before he took his first snap with the Lions. And it was great to see him finish the game the way that he did. Nice celebration with he and Rodrigo doing the whole golf swing thing and the dance. He's going to help out that defensive line with a pass rush without question. He's going to help him out. But it's by no means is it Aiden Hutchinson.
The Rasheed Wallace gesture, wearing his jersey, where this comparison has been made by everybody. Midseason, Piston team acquires Rasheed Wallace. I know some people think there's a resemblance there, but whatever the case is, to then have the sort of finger on the pulse of Detroit sports culture. It's not just Lions culture. Yeah. It's Detroit sports culture.
Which is everything we've heard about this guy, right? Everybody said how great of a teammate he is, how awesome he is, how much he loves the game and this and that. And I read some stuff over the weekend about what Myles Garrett had to say about losing Za'Darius Smith. And he's like, man, I haven't seen a smile this big on a guy ever. He's so happy. And he's just a happy guy. And he was happy for him to go to a winning team like he's doing.
Let's go to Jeff. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, morning. What you guys asked is, what do I like when I see the Lions more?
Yep.
And I'll tell you what I like is they look like they know what they're doing. The results are impressive, right? Winning is great. But I tell you, I almost get more pleasure of looking at a competent Lions team. You're so used to the quarterback fumbling around and getting sacked or fumbling. Nope, score. That's what pleases me the most.
It's amazing. It's like surgical. It's precision. And it's our football team. It is such a I don't know, man. I feel like I was watching Jacksonville yesterday feeling sorry for them and thinking how many times we've been on that side of a game like this.
Yeah, it's a confidence or a calmness that you've never seen in the Lions before, right?
Yep.
It's amazing. The scoring drives for the Lions yesterday, 70, 93, 64, 84, 80, 83, 96. And then they went 23 yards for a 54-yard field goal for their last scoring drive. Unbelievable.
And you had little doubt on any of them either.
None. I mean, yeah, they get to a fourth-down situation, you know they're going to pick it up.
Right. And so that's what I love the most about these new Lions. They're impressive.
And thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797. What do you like most 10 games in? What development gets you the most excited, gives you the most confidence? Jonathan, you're next. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, guys. First time calling. Love the show. So there's no finger pointing. There's no drama on this team. Can I draw a comparison to my other team for baseball, the Washington Nationals? This team reminds me of the 2019 Washington Nationals when we won the World Series.
Me too.
No finger pointing. When they get down, they're always making it, it's on to the next play. Just no drama. That's
interesting.
What I kind of
okay.
compare from my two teams.
So there is very little drama. You know, they've had some minor stuff, but I mean, relative to the rest of the league, nobody's yelling at kickers.
No, there's
no talk about firing coaches. They're avoiding off the field nonsense.
Well, I mean, they've had suspensions, they've had fines. Well,
that's the stuff.
They've had the on-field fines. It is minor. I mean, but Brian Branch found out again over the weekend, hey, here's another $10,000 fine you got.
Yeah.
Which is his fifth of the season already.
Do you guys agree sorry to interrupt. Do you guys agree with the comparison with my other team, well, the 2019 Washington?
We weren't close enough to the Nationals to, I guess, give you a firm opinion on that, but we'll trust you.
Yep.
Big Nat, we'll trust you.
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah, but they have had little of the nonsense. You're right. What they've had is adversity.
Oh, yeah, they've overcome.
And because of the little nonsense, which ends up being adversity, in some ways.
Well, the adversity
to play without J-Mo for games, that was tough, but playing without everybody on the defensive line for as long as they have.
Yeah, they've overcome some injury stuff, which is it's weird cuz like Anzalone gets hurt and it sucks and his loss will be felt. And yet, I feel like this team still finds ways to win games. Others step up. We'll get to our Champ and Chump nominations today at 10:35. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, it's great to see our teams in the deep back to their winning ways, just like the team at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. Sarah Chevrolet is making sure that the customers win on every deal. The deals at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield are absolutely unbeatable, starting with the Equinox EV, only $154 a month. How about the Blazer EV? That's only $174 a month. The Chevy Blazer is only $367 a month. And all these unbeatable payments are with just $999 down. That's taxes and fees included. There's no games and no gimmicks. Just great winning deals for the customers. And if you need more money for your trade-in, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has you covered. They treat trade-ins like a highly sought-after free agent. Big money. That's right, huge money. For your trade, it's awesome. Up to $2,000 more. Paying too much for service only to feel like you're in the cheap seats. Well, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield will have you feeling like you're sitting on the 50-yard line because service is open every Saturday. Free loaner vehicles are available. There's no appointments necessary. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield will get you in and out quickly. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield at 696 and Telegraph. SarahChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.